Justice Bernstein and I have teamed up to do a tour across the state to describe the merits of considering hiring people with disabilities to fill spots at organizations. It's a population that has a tremendous amount of talent, a lot to give, a lot of drive and determination, and are often not really given a chance. And then at the same time, we have a lot of employers who are saying, "Hey, we've got open jobs, but we're having a hard time finding the right people with the right skills." And I think there's an awesome opportunity to connect people and really change the trajectory of somebody's life, but at the same time, for a business to fill an important spot and make a good business decision.
Where did the idea to do this come from?
When we were looking at the state itself and as an employer, we had decided last year to issue an executive directive to increase the number of people with disabilities that we were hiring. And as we started working through that process, we could see how much change really was required in terms of attitudes and hiring process and that sort of thing, that it became clear at that point that we really did, we needed to have a conversation much wider than just the hiring practices of the state of Michigan, but really look across the entire state and create this drive or this push and to give more people opportunity, because those employers that have gone before us, that what they're proving every single day, this is not charity. This is a smart business decision to do that, but we need to be intentional about it, and we're hoping that large to small businesses across our state will look with fresh eyes on how they can fill important positions with people that have all the talent and the dedication and the loyalty and the drive to start a career, but often are never given a chance.
It's very interesting. We're speaking with Michigan Lieutenant Governor Brian Calley this morning. Lieutenant Governor, when we look at this particular discussion, you're traveling with Justice Bernstein, who we had an opportunity to meet on the campaign trail when he came through Marquette, who is a visually impaired man. He has been able to rise to the top levels of success in the legal field. That has not in any way, shape, or form held him back. We've just heard some national stories about the new receptionist at the White House, who is a hearing impaired woman. It really reinforces this message, doesn't it?
It really does, and I love to hear those kind of stories, and that's why it's so important that Justice Bernstein joined together with this, because what we want to show is that, you know, with me from the Republican side of the column, if you will, and he on the other side of the political spectrum, we're getting together on this issue, because it's not political, it just makes good sense, and so he's a real inspiration the way that he's been able to show that he's got a tremendous amount of ability, and the idea that there's a difference there should not hold anybody back, so he's just a good example of that. For me, I have a daughter with autism, and I've seen her do amazing things that people said she'd never be able to accomplish earlier, so I approach this with a real sense of determination that there's a lot of people that have never been given a chance, and the world is missing out because of that.
I know you had sort of a kickoff event last night downstate. As we wrap up with you, Lieutenant Governor, what was sort of the tenure? How did it feel?
The energy and the excitement was amazing. We were in Livonia to start last night, and the businesses in the room, and a very wide range of businesses, large ones to very small ones, And the number of companies that afterwards approached the Michigan Rehabilitation Services director that happened to be with us at the tour stop last night to say, "Hey, you know, we want to look into this. How do we get started? How can we form a partnership?" I think it's going to make a huge difference as we go across the state.